The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, we are obviously often heaviest on the phone lines, but we like to incorporate the Facebook and the Twitter and the text line and some ways you can interact with us with some creative questions. John Ritchie, AMA right now.
Ask Me Anything brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
James, I might just start calling it the Facebook. You know, the Twitter.
I like that.
Just a little.
Sure. Mix it up a little bit.
A little change.
Facebook was originally called the Facebook.
Was it?
I learned there that from go. The social network.
Yeah, yes. The movie.
Oh, great movie.
Have you seen that movie yet?
Yeah, I love it.
It's great, right?
One of the best movies this century.
I knew you would love it.
It's a great movie.
I know what movies you like.
Dude,
you just never listen to me.
I'm gonna listen to me.
I suggest these movies.
Right.
I'm like, oh, you'll love Social Network. Aaron Sorkin, the whole thing.
All right, James, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start on the text line. Interesting question here. What is the greatest risk you've ever taken?
Working with John Ritchie. No, I would say, look, if I had to give an answer, and you know I mean this as no pat on the back. I really mean that. I mean, the risk to get into this thing and leave my job in New York where I was making, like, you know, not spectacular money, but I had a real salary out of college, and I went from that to being an unpaid intern. So, you know, I would say going down to zero money made and doing that for a stretch. And then when I was making money, was bare. There was 1 year I made $6,000.
Buddy,
you know,
like, I know that game.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, so, yes, we all do in radio.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy.
My first job, I made $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got offered a full-time job for $10,000 one time.
Yeah.
And, you know, so anyway, that whole thing, I would say. John, what would you go with?
I think I've taken a lot of risks in just trying to ascend in the media industry.
Sure.
But separate from that, I think it was a risk to run for state senate, to go and knock on 22,000 front doors.
That's gutsy.
That's a lot of doors, man.
Those people, if they would let me into their home to speak about everything in the world, everything that was troubling them, you know, everything that we were doing wrong as a society. I really do want to help where I see that there are problems, and I felt like I could, and I failed in that endeavor. But
yeah,
man,
right.
it was a journey. That was a journey, and I do value that.
I can only imagine. Yeah,
very
that is cool.
I won't rip John for the loss. So sometimes
I
do.
Yeah,
I don't think it's too heartfelt.
Yeah, he's actually trying to make a difference. You know,
very nice.
All right, I think this is a fascinating question for you, John, from GoBirds 80s. I'm sorry, from Sean Parr. Sean asks, Richie, most people typically work a 40-hour work week. How many hours a week does an NFL player spend at work between practice, films, meetings, treatment, etc.? How many hours a week?
That is a great question.
Fascinating.
Well, okay, let's take a Wednesday in season. If you are, for any reason, and if you're me, you're banged up for something, and you don't want to tell anyone or deal with it, so you're going to get treatment as quietly as you can. You're in there at 6. You're in there getting your treatment at 6 because at 7, around 7, you're going to want to be watching film, getting ready, eating something because their cafeteria is incredible, and getting ready for the day because at 8 o'clock, you've got the special teams meeting starting. That's 8 to 8:45, and at which point you've got a team meeting until about 9 o'clock, breaking into offense and defense. You've got the whole morning ahead. You're going to be there until about 5:30 p.m., at which point you can watch more film, which most guys do, or they take their iPads home with them now. They can do the homework that way.
Sure.
Where they'll watch a couple more. So that ends up being what? That ends up being what?
About six? A 12 to 13 hour day right now.
It's about 12 or 13 hours in season for one day. And so just extrapolate that out. I know that on a Sunday, if you talk about traveling and all that stuff.
That's true.
So we're talking like 100-hour work week, more or less, something like
at
that.
At the very least.
Yeah.
But it does change. And the whole key is these coaches try to walk them through as often as possible so they
That's
minimize
good,
those numbers.
Then you get those 6 months off, and all you got to do is make
Which
sure you keep your body
nice. But
just work out.
If you're doing it right. If you're doing it right, you are working out. Here, you know, in the program.
No, that's good.
But
man,
that's still pretty cushy.
Love it. All right, AMA, with that, we shut it down. Devin, am I a bad person when I talk about how teachers get 3 months off?
Yeah, you are kind of lucky.
Yeah. Bad person, yes. Surprised, no.
I'm
being
a horse's
that
ass.
That is a perk of being
a teacher,
though.
Yeah. No.
Look, teachers, they need all the perks they can get, so they can have those 3 months.
Especially they had to deal with you, Joe. They needed more than 3 months.
Rhea, I was a...
Self-admitted, yes, we know.
I was a disaster.
I'm aware.
What?
Holy mackerel.
You?
You didn't know that?
Devin,
one person in particular, senior year, told me I was the worst behaved student in over 35 years of teaching at the prep.
Really?
The worst.
So that is actually surprising. I was being sarcastic
He's
before.
He's proud.
I was very proud.
I could see you going both ways. I could see you being either like really bad, but I could also see you being locked in depending on the class.
Well, depending on the teacher primarily.
Okay.
Like there's the teachers, you know, you can abuse for lack of a better way, you know, get away with it. And then the teachers you can. You know, I shouldn't say the word abuse. But I mean, that's pretty much what it was. They were like a rag doll. Let's go to Tom in Dover. I'm only sort of joking. Tom, good morning, buddy. Tom! What's going on, man?
You. Hi.
What's up, Joe?
You got to turn that radio off back there, man, or tell that person to shut up. Like, I used to tell the teacher, I'd say, hey, teacher, shut up.
Did you really?
No, no. Go ahead, Tom.
I was getting ready to start the movie. But listen, I had to call this morning, man, because my buddy Sean, man, he was pissed with you this morning. He kept thinking nobody to call but me.
Okay.
I said, man, call Georgia Cameron, man, and tell him, man, Jalen Hurts is doing his job. You know, he said he's looking at all them first downs that he's getting on the RPO. You know, right now we're in the passing team. We're running team. You know, and Jalen is doing his job. When it's time... When we needed him to pass on Sunday, he was accurate and moved the ball down the field. So leave Jalen Hurts alone. My buddy
your buddy has a point, okay, but I think he's also leaving some stuff out. He is doing his job with what they're asking him to do, and I give him tremendous credit for that. I really do. But I also would say they're asking him to do less than a lot of quarterbacks in pro football. Tom, here's my point. I worry if they get in a spot that, listen, they might be able to win the Super Bowl doing it this way. But my God, if Saquon got hurt and he had to throw 9 more times in a game, that would worry me. Is that fair, Tom? Is that fair or not?
No, it's not fair.
Why
no,
not?
It's not fair.
Why not?
Kenny Pickett couldn't do what Jalen Hurts is doing.
Well, I didn't say Kenny Pickett can do. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett's better.
I'm saying nobody could do what Jalen is doing right now, man. Jalen has changed his game for the betterment of the team, and I think he's doing an excellent job.
Really, he sure is. He's making the right choices. He's making the right decisions. He's calling the right protections.
When he was turning the ball over, you was complaining. Now he's not turning the ball over.
No, I mean, and I'm giving him, and I give him credit for that advancement. That's a
incredibly
huge,
incredibly efficient.
It's a huge
and it's
advancement.
A balanced offense, and I find it so annoying that the balanced offense now becomes the Jalen detractors' chance to point the fingers and say, "Hey, look, Jalen doesn't do anything. Look, Jalen underperforms because he only threw 19 passes."
Tom, here's what I want you to do, man. I want you to call your buddy after this call. Tell him,
Sean.
Tell Sean, he might not be listening.
I met Sean, by the way. Great guy.
Tell him you got me, even though you didn't with this phone call. But just let him feel good. Let him feel good.
Hey, before you hang up,
what?
Josh Allen's stats for last week. He only threw 458 yards. So, I mean, what are we doing?
Well,
here?
It was pretty tough conditions, Tom. It was a massive snowstorm. Tom, give me. Well, it was. I mean, it was a massive snowstorm. I mean, come on, man. Tom, give me an answer. Best female movie character of the 90s was who?
I don't have one, Joe. You got me on that one. I don't like Kevin Hart, no way. Bye.
Look at that. Nice, Tommy. He doesn't want the Kevin Hart tickets. Fair enough.